This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There were some numbers out from the Labor Department this week that deserve a mention. It's called the Bureau of Labor Statistics Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, and it showed that the overall rate of fatal injuries on the job last year was about 3 out of every 100,000 full-time workers. That's across all occupations. But for the oil and gas industry, where long hours and dangerous equipment are commonplace, that rate was more than 5 times greater. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The Bureau's report says 142 people died last year from work-related injuries in the oil and gas sector. That was an increase of 27% from the year before.
Well, we've known for quite a few years that it's a high-hazard industry.
Kyla Retzer is an epidemiologist who focuses on safety in oil and gas extraction. She says well sites are dangerous places, with multiple companies taking heavy equipment down or putting it up. But Retzer says transportation is actually the big killer. Unsafe rural roads, no seatbelts, fatigue.
Every year, there's at least one or two incidents where a crew of workers are driving together and the driver falls asleep at the wheel and there's, you know, multiple deaths.
One solution? Some oilfield companies have installed monitors on vehicles to track how workers drive. Carrie Cutting is with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a trade group.
They really can monitor everything that goes on in that vehicle. And at the end of the day, your supervisor is sitting there with a record of your driving experience of the day.
But Denver attorney Randall Kelly says another problem could be the culture of machismo among oil and gas workers. Low-skilled workers could, at one point, make $100,000 a year. Kelly says some keep quiet about unsafe conditions.
Because, you know, if you don't keep this job, you know, how are you going to make even close to this with your skill set?
Kyla Retzer, the epidemiologist, says if there's one good thing about the downturn in the oil patch, it could be that there's more time to think about safety. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.